From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A solemn procession through St. Peter's Square in Rome today.
Kyrie eleison.
As a choir sang, pallbearers, flanked by Swiss guards in their formal striped uniforms, carried the body of Pope John Paul II from the Apostolic Palace to St. Peter's Basilica. It will remain there for 3 days on public view. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore has been tracking events at the Vatican since the Pope's health took a turn for the worse last week, and he's been struck by the way in which John Paul's condition has been described.
Once the prayer was over, the Pope made a very great effort and said the word, Amen. A moment later, he was dead. Thus, the influential Rome newspaper La Repubblica quoted the Reverend Janek Cileski, editor of the Vatican News Service. The Holy Say seems at some pains to emphasize that the pontiff remained conscious up to the last moment of his life. Official reports from the Vatican spokesman had reflected that concern. A Friday morning bulletin discussing the Pope's deteriorating condition went on to emphasize that the Holy Father is conscious, lucid, and serene, and that he had celebrated Mass. A statement later in the day said, "The Pope continues to remain lucid, fully aware, and I must say, very serene." And Friday evening, as conditions further worsened, the Holy Father, with visible participation, is joining in the continual prayers of those assisting him. The message was that he remained in charge until the end. It was patently important to the Vatican to emphasize that there had been no vacuum of authority in the Church, no inability to respond. This was clearly a sensitive matter. In early February, almost 2 months earlier, there had been the unsettling remark by Cardinal Sodano, the Vatican Secretary of State and a potential candidate for Pope. He had said that the decision to resign should be left to the conscience of the Pope. And that had prompted a message from the Pope that I can continue to serve the Church and all humanity. Then there had been the coincidence of Terry Schiavo dying 2 days before the Pope, inviting reflection about the connection. The Vatican had taken sides in the Schiavo dispute, saying that the withdrawal of the feeding tube amounted to euthanasia. Last year, the Pope himself had said that physicians and other caregivers have a moral duty to preserve the lives of patients, even those in a vegetative state. For the Vatican, the connection ends there. For the Vatican, even though the Pope had declined to return to the hospital, there was no question of taking the decision out of the pontiff's hands. That's why the emphasis on the Holy Father, fully there, up to the last Amen. This is Daniel Shore.